Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are getting ready for the Rec Racing League's next race here in Pompano Beach. It's going on this weekend. Now, we're at their press conference event on Friday evening as they bring all the racers together, talk a little smack, and get ready to race around the wreck of the, what, Jeff? Is it the Copenhagen? Is that what we're racing around here in Pompano Beach, or what?
Yep, the Copenhagen. Went down in 1900. Steamship that was bound from Pennsylvania to Havana. It wasn't carrying rum, don't worry. And the captain ran aground, and there she stood till World War II. Then they bombed the superstructure off of it to keep the U-boats from hiding behind it. So she's got a long history, and she's actually
What was that rum that you had been drinking off the Copenhagen exactly?
It was called...
Because I want some of it.
Let me try that again. Archaeological Preserve for the state of Florida.
Thank we'll you go with that one.
Sure.
And so that's where the race, they will race around that wreck here in Pompano Beach, about 40, 50 feet of water, right?
No, not 40, 50 feet.
No?
Oh, no. Max depth, 33 feet.
Oh, wow. So yeah, a lot of
so
bottom
it's a great
time.
Spectator race because you can watch from above. It's be like you're in a Goodyear blimp.
Nice.
In a NASCAR race.
Excellent. Well, we have Mermaid Tony here. This will be her first race in Pompano Beach. She did it last time in Key Largo. Tony, you ready or what?
I guess I'm ready. We'll see what the weekend has in store for me.
What kind of smack talking have you been practicing to fire up the other racers? Because you're going to do this as a mermaid. We haven't decided if we're going to actually put you in the race or make you a pace mermaid.
Pace mermaid's probably better because I can't really turn very well in the tail, so that's my smack talk. I can go straight. How about you? I don't know.
Okay, so if she's the pace mermaid and everyone follows her, this could create a problem, Jeff, is what it sounds like to
turn,
me.
Can't turn, right?
Yes, remember, you just have to turn left. Keep turning left.
We do have right turns as well, so.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yes. This could.
What kind of wreck is this? Is it broken up or what?
It's broken up. That's correct.
It is? Okay.
It is broken up.
All right.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. Well, Tony, do you think you'll be able to adapt? And what do you want to do? Do you want to be the pace mermaid or you want to be in the race itself?
If I'm wearing a tail, I think I should probably be the pace mermaid.
Yeah, I guess it's only fair because I don't think we have any other mermaids that are participating in this. It would have to be mermaid against mermaid if we're going to race them. Don't you think there, Jeff?
That or you'd have to drag an anchor because it's probably about the same thing, right, Tony? That tail's probably slow, I'm guessing.
What do you think, Tom?
It's true. It's kind of like a...
Streamlined, though. Come on, you're very streamlined. Well, I mean, the tail is.
It's very streamlined, but it's kind of like having a wet noodle attached to your legs. Doesn't go very well.
All right, let's not talk about wet noodles. That just is a big-time turnoff. But anyway, what do you think, Jeff? This event, it's the second year in a row for Pompano Beach. I think this is something that could... The dive industry and the local divers here in Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale area should get behind, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a green sport. It doesn't take anything from the ocean. We finally have a competitive sport for the dive industry, and it uses all electric energy from a battery, so it couldn't get any better than this. It gives the, guys are gearheads. We always are. We like toys. We like things that go fast, and while it doesn't sound fast on the surface, it's extremely fast underwater. I mean, some of these scooters will pull your mask off or your shorts down like you've experienced, right, Greg?
Excuse me. I think that was you. That was not, what are you laughing at, Tony? It wasn't that funny.
That was the first I heard of it. You didn't tell me about that earlier.
No, that never happened. That was Captain Cocktail at his worst. That had nothing to do with the scooter. He just kind of snuck up on me and, You know what I'm saying?
And it had nothing to do with Liquor Boy either, I'm sure.
Never. No, it's Captain Cocktail. I'm Liquor Boy. Let's get that straight. First off, you know, let's just blow. We don't even want to go there anymore. Let's not talk about those issues, those potential wardrobe malfunctions that can happen on these type of events.
I like that.
These
wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the racers have prepared. Yeah. The guys that participate in this race really take it serious. They are gearheads. It's kind of like, you know, California choppers when they get into the shop and they soup up their underwater scooter, right?
Oh, they're at home tinkering away, trying to make them go faster, changing the winds on their whatever
props.
It is in there. I don't know. I'm like, what do
put
I
put it on streamers.
They change their props. They put stainless steel props on them. They
put two scooters together, bungee them together. There are all kinds of crazy
duct
contraptions.
Tape, ball,
yeah, duct tape, yes. Together. Standard equipment on every underwater
of
scooter.
Of course, race. You know, flames always make them go faster. You
absolutely.
Put flames on there,
yes.
Just like a Harley.
Lots of chrome, for sure.
Chrome,
yeah, I mean,
chrome.
There's an idea.
Trick it out, man.
Chrome. I love it.
I like it. Well,
like
see?
It.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of creative juices flowing here in Pompano Beach, and I'm anxious to see what people come out with, because every time we come to these races, somebody has done something new to their scooter to kind of throw everybody off or think they can get the edge, or they'll try to cheat just a little bit, like, hey, can I use two scooters instead of one?
And we'll be inspecting their scooters.
Exactly. It's like there'll be no plates, no sail plates or something like they have in NASCAR or whatever to keep them on the ground or something, right?
Or if there's a wake behind them, we're pretty sure there's something different about that scooter.
Exactly. So you are one of the judges in that regard. Is that the truth, or is there some other folks from the Rec Racing League?
Well, you have David Cyrax here. We have Natalie Weatherby. Joe's sister's going to be here. So we have several people watching them on the course. So we'll be checking it out. If we think they're modified in any way, then we'll be looking into it.
Yes.
We'll get you.
Yeah, you can't be modified, Tony.
Are you saying that I'm modified?
No, I'm just saying that if that was it's not the case. They're real and they're what?
They're real.
Okay, and yeah, okay, we'll just leave it. So but there's no modifications allowed, or there are certain modifications that are allowed.
Well,
you know, what's the game?
There are modifications allowed, but you got to race in the unlimited class, so you can't have a recreational class scooter or expedition class scooter.
So there's a stock category, and then there's a what? Enhanced? What is it?
There's recreational, which are the lower ones, like Blades, the Sea-Doos, the slower vehicles.
Right.
And then you have the mid-range, like the Torpedoes, the Apollos, Halcyons. And then you have the big boys. You got the CUDA scooters, you got the Submerge, and then some of the Halcyons and all the ones they put together and tape together and some of the thrusters. So there are different categories. I mean, there's no exact science to this because this is kind of all new. But we're tweaking it as we go. So it's kind of like in motocross or something like, you know, car racing, where they have the truck division, and then they have the Busch division, and then the Nationwide.
Now, what about what they're wearing as far as fins? Like Mermaid Tony will obviously be in her mermaid tail. Is that considered an advantage, having that rudder type of contraption on the end of her torso, or what? I mean, you know, like are people doing long blade fins and kicking to enhance their scooter racing speed, or what?
Most of the racers believe that kicking actually slows you down. David Uola last year that won this race, I don't think he kicked the whole time.
Really?
At all. I never saw him kick.
So it's all pure machine-powered stuff.
Machine-powered and streamlined is the ticket. Making sure you get streamlined. Try not to waste any of the propulsion from the vehicle. You'll see some of the free divers this weekend. They get extremely streamlined, and they can fly with these machines.
Yeah, what I mean, Tony was just doing her free diving pose there.
That was it.
Yeah, because we learned that from Martin Stepanek, who's based here
exactly.
As well. But Martin's not here. He wanted to participate, but he had some issue with getting married this weekend or some crap.
Getting married or
what
racing.
What's the matter with that boy?
He must have fallen hitting his head.
Yeah.
Actually, Nikki should be here tonight. Nikki's
really?
Here, and then she's flying out Monday to join him in the Czech Republic, and they're getting married next week.
So he went to the wedding site earlier than she did? Why was is that kind of some Czechoslovakian thing they do?
Yeah, it's called Bachelor Party.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. He's there filming the Hangover 3.
Yeah, right. Hangover 3, Czech Republic style.
Nice. All right, well, a little shout-out to our friend Martin Stepanek. We wish him the best. And next time, we'll see him on these races. We actually kind of come here and finish our freediving class, don't we, Tom?
We do still need to do that, and I was hoping that we would be able able to do it this weekend, but, you know, that whole marriage thing got in the way once again.
Yes. Well, we can practice. You know, when I was in Dominica, Jeff, I hit a new breath hold record. Did you know that?
What was that?
Remember when I was here when I did the class, I did 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Yeah. You know what I did in Dominica?
I'm sure this
3 minutes and 8 seconds.
3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah.
What bar was that at?
That was at the, which one? That was at the lab, wasn't it? The lab in Dominica, Tony?
I'm going to be really nice to you, and I'm
really
going to tell
what?
Jeff that it really was true. It was in the pool,
yeah.
And I saw it, and I couldn't beat it because I had just eaten a huge meal, and all I kept doing was burping while I was trying to hold my breath. So Greg beat me in this one instance.
Well, we weren't competing.
He was probably slurping your bubbles from the burps.
No, we weren't competing. We were actually trying to show the scuba cowboy.
Yeah.
Tony,
you know him well.
It's all a competition for Tony. It's not a competition. It was just an exhibition. All right, more coming up from South Florida. Stay close. Something like that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, and Captain Cocktail, better known as Jeff Tarode in South Florida Diving Headquarters. Yeah, he's mixing his cocktail here at the press event for the Recreation League's race in Pompano Beach. And Jeff, first of all, southfloridadiving.com. You want to go there, you can book a dive trip with Jeff, where you maybe take out your scooter, do practicing for next year. I don't know, whatever you want to do, but all the details from the race will be up there at Rec Racing League. .com as well. It's a cool event, and you know, to come just to this area and have fun like we were, you know, catching lobster. I mean, what was the final tally from mini season? I limited out, didn't I?
You got that money?
Yeah,
right. Yes,
there.
He did.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
there we go. Good, we're good to go. So you can come down and do some lobstering, or you can come down and grab an underwater scooter and go off on one of your boats and enjoy some of the festivities. But you got tons of accommodations and places to stay down here, right?
There's a lot, but there's a few great ones.
The ones that you guys work with.
That's correct.
You can get special diver rates and things.
They like divers, and that's what's great about it. There's a husband and wife team that runs the hotel. They're fantastic. They work with the divers because divers have special needs, checkouts and things like that. And these guys are great. They give us great rates. I highly recommend them. It's Ocean Point Beach Resort. They're going to be around a while longer, and then next year they're going to do some upgrades, and it's going to be even better. So let me introduce you to Callie.
Yeah, Callie is the
general manager.
She's the GM there from Ocean Point Resort. And the website's oceanpointresort.com, is that right?
It's oceanpointbeachhotel.com.
All right, oceanpointbeachhotel.com. And it is a really nice property right on the ocean. So, you know, you want to come down here and just spend some time with your non-diving spouse. They can hang out on the beach. You got some prime real estate down here in Pompano Beach. But you are diver-friendly. Now, what does that mean from your perspective there, Callie?
From our perspective, what we do is we offer the divers a great rate. We're in very close proximity to Jeff's operation, so there's shuttle service or there's easy access from the hotel. We have a very popular tiki bar on property.
Yes, very nice. I've been there before. Tony, you remember that place, don't you? Vaguely, kind of fuzzy, but that's a sign of a good tiki bar, isn't it?
I saw it again today, and it sparked memories somehow. So, yes, I think I've seen it before.
Yes, yes. We spent a few lost weekends there, I believe. It's a nice hangout for sure. But it's right on the beach. That strip of beach you have here in Pompano Beach, really picturesque, white sand, beautiful acreage there. And the water, a lot of times, is very clear and blue and everything you could want in a vacation, isn't it?
It is an awesome stretch of a beach. We are 3 miles long in Pompano Beach, and we have views from the lighthouse to the pier. So our guests are, we call it toes in the sand. You come to the Ocean Point, you can get an ocean view room, and you can step right out into white, beautiful, sugary sand. And the other fantastic thing is we're right now in turtle season. So you can go off onto the beach. You can see where the turtle nests have been cordoned off. Last week we had the guests at the hotel picking up all the little baby turtles who had decided to move out into the wrong direction going towards the street. And it was a beautiful thing to watch all the guests picking them up, putting them into a crate and heading them back where they belong out onto the into the water. So
very nice. Well, it's an amazing way to spend your surface interval in between the diving or watching the race this weekend with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Callie, thank you so much. That's where we're staying. That's where you should stay, too. Once again, it's Ocean Point Resort
Ocean Point Beach Resort, and it's oceanpointbeachhotel.com for reservations, and we'd love to have you.
Absolutely, and they got some great rates. If you say you want the diver rate, if you're diving with South Florida Diving Headquarters, they will take care of you. Thank you so much, Callie. Now, Ken, right?
Rick,
I'm sorry. My bad.
Rick Green, Rick. I'm the president of the Pompano Beach Chamber of Commerce, and we are so glad to have you here and your listeners online. I'm pleased to have you. This is one of the great events that it's that kind of niche that we really enjoy here in Pompano. You know, we're very eco-tourist friendly. Our Convention Visitors Bureau tells us that they track the divers that come in, and 80% of the divers who come to Broward County that don't have a boat, that they want to go, 80% of them go out of Pompano Beach because you're, and with people like Jeff and South Florida Diving Headquarters, and you're on the boat, you're in the ocean and in the water in 20 minutes.
Right, easy access.
So
yeah, you don't have to take a long boat ride to get out to the main dive sites.
Yep.
And you know, it's a slightly less hustle and bustle than farther south,
Yes, it is. We're right in the middle of all the great diving. You know, when you travel around the world, it's really funny. I was at Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany 2 years ago. And I'm talking to our waiter, and he says, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Well, I'm in Pompano Beach, Florida, but Fort Lauderdale's probably..." "No, I know Pompano Beach." And I said, "Really?" He was Austrian, and what he did is he worked at Oktoberfest so he could make money to come to the States and go diving. And he comes to Pompano Beach to go diving, and I was like stunned by this. I mean, we talk it up, but we're always surprised when you find out that it truly is what they say, and it's a great place, and it's world renowned to go diving.
It is. You know, one of the unique things about, you know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida, Rick,
right.
and I've come down here many times because I've become good friends with Jeff over the years.
It's hard not to become good friends with Jeff.
Well, I don't know. I was going to say I'm one of the few, but that's a whole nother story, a whole nother show. But I've come down here, and before I met Jeff and started coming to Pompano with South Florida Diving Headquarters, I used to go down to the Keys where Tony lives and works down there in Key Largo, Tavernier area, and people in Orlando would just bypass this area, and you have some amazing diving right off of Pompano Beach.
Yeah, we do, and it's funny because the people who live in Pompano and in Broward County, when we go diving, we go to Isla Mirada, we go down to Pena Camp and
sure.
things, but we don't go for the dive, we go for the party. Because once you got to get out of town where people don't know you once in a while. And the people from down there, they come up here and go diving, so nobody knows them.
Exactly. Yes, Tony?
You know, these are actually going to be my first dives north of Key Largo.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've never been diving in South Florida. I've been to Panama City, and I've been off Tampa. I've never been off
Dominica
and
Grenada. Yeah, they're south of here, aren't they?
Everything's south of here, but I've never done South Florida north of the Keys.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we're going to... She's,
really
she's our mermaid, by the way, Rick. Do you know this?
She was telling me earlier. You know, and Pompano and Fort Lauderdale area in general has always been pro, as I said, ecotourism. 25 years ago, we started by sinking ships for artificial reefs. And they're out there, and it took off like crazy, and we have a seafood festival every year, and we used to blow the ships up at the seafood festival, sink them so you could watch from shore. And they started off, they used a little bit of this or that, and then one year they got a little carried away. And they had the sheriff's office put acetone and things on it. And when they set the explosives, somebody forgot to tell me it was a wooden boat. Splinters everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see video of that. Surely that's on YouTube. All right. It ends up Rick has some other talents other than being with the Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are here in Pompano Beach. I'm with Rick right now. He's from the Chamber of Commerce, and you're the president.
I'm the president of the Chamber.
Chamber of Commerce. Now, that is, you know, obviously your main gig here down in Pompano Beach. But I guess in your spare time, you call races for NASCAR. Is that the case?
I have been the announcer at Homestead Speedway for now 11 years.
So is it like go? No, that's soccer.
What is it like? Soccer, but it is. It's ladies and gentlemen here coming to the green flag, and here we go. Start your engines and the whole nine yards. We have a great time down in Homestead.
And how are we going to do that underwater, Rick? We got to work something out. Because I've been asked to help out. What, Tony?
We need a full face mask. That takes care of everything.
We need some underwater comm gear so we can do this recreation.
The drivers can hear and the people out there can hear. It would be fantastic.
Now, Jeff told me there is some kind of underwater PA that we're going to experiment with this weekend. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about that.
I don't know what it entails, but supposedly it's some kind of, I'm sure it's a full face mask that I'm supposed to put on and help call this, but I've never called a race. I've just done this goofy radio stuff all these years.
You'll do just fine. It's all it is talking about what you see. No, he won't do just fine.
Tony's like shaking her head like, no, he won't. He'll screw it up.
Surrender. Just surrender now. Give the position to Rick.
Well, no.
Are you a diver, Rick?
I have too little experience. My wife's the diver.
All right, so you have to give me some tips then. What would I do if I'm calling this race?
When you're following the race, the hardest thing is to keep track of where they are in the race, where the leader is, always following the leader, looking to see who's in second, how many laps are going. And I always have a little stopwatch and try to figure out how far back they are. On that last lap, did they gain a little ground? You're looking for where their people are making up time.
All right, pretend that Mermaid Tony is in the lead, and I'm closing in fast in the last lap. How would you call it?
Well, you're coming into turn number four. They're coming off. They're side by side. They're a little bumping and grinding because that's what racing's rubbing.
Okay, let's not go there. That's going to get me in trouble there, Rick.
No bumping.
No. No? No, not any bumping, no grinding, nothing?
Only if I'm leaving bruises.
Okay. Oh, yes. Well, that's what it's all about. It is kind of about using that elbow a little bit.
A little elbow?
Take a little elbow.
I can take her out,
You're looking to get the inside line. You're looking to find that apex. And as you come in, you just pop them out of the way if you're on the inside.
Yank your air hose out of her mouth. Yes, and Craig the Dive Master takes the checkered flag.
There you go.
All right, see, I think I got it. I'm ready. All right, more coming up from South Florida. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are here for the Wreck Racing League's race in Pompano Beach. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, she's going to be the lap mermaid. She's going to actually pace the racers in this underwater scooter race competition, right?
By lap, you mean everyone's going to lap me?
No, you're going to set the pace. You're going to be the pace mermaid.
Oh, great. That's a grand idea. Sure.
It is. It's good. It's a great idea. I mean, it makes sense. And like the ring girl in a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're with me, right?
I'm with you. I think that will be great. I mean, that it gives the racer something to head for.
Exactly. Exactly. The mermaid is like a universal language. You know, with all the racers, with all divers, ambassadors to the underwater world. Now, your name is
Alan Sherrod.
Alan, and I didn't know this. And this is what's so cool about when you come together for events like this, you meet people that you've talked about on your show probably a year ago. Now, Alan, you are the mayor that was trying to break this freshwater diving record, about a year ago, wasn't it, or 6 months, thereabouts?
About a year ago, exactly. It was September last year whenever I came out at 3:00 in the morning, but it was about a year ago, so just before election time, when it was.
Exactly. We had this story where there's this mayor in Florida, somewhere. I don't even remember where it was. What city?
Groveland, Florida.
Groveland, Florida, right? And he was looking to break the record for the longest dive underwater in freshwater. And my thought on it was, why? Why were you doing this? And I was like, wow, this would be great for publicity, great marketing. But that wasn't your focus. You really just wanted to do this. You're into diving, obviously, here at this scooter race, and because you love doing this type of thing, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, I love being underwater. I'd be underwater every single day. I am most of the time. I'm a dive instructor. I have a shop in Clermont, Florida, and I dive a lot. So it was just kind of normal, but I wanted to bring awareness to how nasty our waters has become. And so it brought a lot of awareness to our county, and they've made some efforts since then.
Yeah, well, I thought the effort, the creating awareness was a great idea, but I was like, really? Isn't there something that would take less time and less effort than trying to break the record for the world's longest underwater freshwater dive, but you decided to go anyway for it, right?
Anyway, yeah. Well, this is more of a lasting effect. You know, you're underwater for 4 days. People come, they hear about it every day. They look for it on the news that night to see what happened while they were at work. So it gives more focus and it lasts a little bit longer.
Well,
so
you wanted to be in Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, right next to the Shrunken Head exhibit, right?
Right, that'd be me, right beside the Shrunken
Head.
Nice.
He'll be the pruny guy.
The pruny guy, exactly.
Yes.
I love it. So, but I remember the story because you did this, you set up this event, But you ended up getting sick, or you had a cold when you started, and then it kind of fizzled or something. What happened?
Yes, I got a cold. I went in the first 63 hours. I ended up catching the flu from some of my crew, and then I got out. I stayed out for 2 weeks, took a lot of medication, and went right back in, stayed 111 hours. But during that time, a cold front come through. Lake temperature dropped 15 degrees.
Ouch.
After being underwater 100 hours, my core had already dropped, so just a half a degree made a big difference. So.
Yeah, but you still did like 100 plus hours? Are you kidding me?
111 hours. That's a little over 4.5 days.
Yeah, but the record is what, 7 or 8 or something? What is it?
I only missed it by 9. It's only 120 hours.
Oh,
I only missed it by 9.
Oh, that had to hurt, didn't it?
Well, I had some friends saying if they would have known I was in that shape, they would have come down and just held me under, but I don't know if I would have survived.
Well, if Mermaid Tony had volunteered to come down and give you a hug, would that have put you over the top, you think?
That could have probably brought my core temperature right up.
Tony?
I don't know. Mermaids can be pretty cold-blooded sometimes.
Well, this is true. Yeah, don't let them fool you. Have you seen that new Pirates movie? They bite, too. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, we see them as beautiful sea creatures. In reality, they're supposed to be really mean, devious sirens. I mean, how we turn
What's
it around.
What's that, Tony? Oh, my God. Yeah, the sound of the siren right there, for sure. Well, you know, I think it was a noble effort. Do you have plans to maybe go for this after all, maybe in the next few months or what?
Oh, yeah, I plan on before September's over to have the record, because I plan on doing 3 dives this year. One will be the freshwater record for 120 hours. One will be the saltwater record for 51 hours. And I plan on doing a crossing from Lake Worth to West End, Bahamas. This year, so
why are you doing this exactly? Just because it's there, kind of thing, like Mount Everest, or what?
That's one of them things. I like diving. I want to bring awareness to diving and how much fun it is. And it's not just entertaining; it's educational. You can learn a lot by just going underwater for a little while.
Well, nice. Yeah, well, this is what's so cool about events like this. You run into people like that, and Alan, right?
Alan, yes.
Now, Alan, I got to say, what was so cool about meeting you here tonight. I didn't know that backstory, but you're the guy who actually set up this underwater comm system that evidently I might be playing a part in calling this underwater scooter race. How did that come to be?
Well, I work with photographer Andrew Brusso at WikiWatchy doing the calendar for the mermaids, and we were able to talk to the mermaids from inside the theater, but we had nothing portable. So for the last 3 years, I've worked on something that you can hook on your tank, put the full face mask on, and broadcast sound into the water. And it turned out to be really unique, and I can use it for a lot of different things. I play music underwater. I talk to my students. I can take and lead a dive and tell people what kind of fish we're looking at underwater. And it's sometimes you just do what you want to do, and that's why I do these things.
Mermaid Tony is freaking out right now because she's like, what?
I want one. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. You know how much easier that would make every dive instructor's life? I want one now.
I'm hip. Now, Alan, how did you... This is a portable system that mounts to your tank that, like, is an underwater speaker? What are you talking about exactly?
Yes, it is an underwater speaker. It connects to my tank, and then there's a cord that runs from it right to the full face mask with a microphone. I have a magnetic on-off switch so that I can, instead of doing a push-to-talk, I just stick my finger close to where the magnetic switch is. I can talk. When I want to breathe, I move my finger away. Nobody hears me breathe. Then I talk back to my students again. Then whenever I'm tired of talking to them, I just reach down, hit the power button for the music, and we listen to music for a while.
Oh, that is so cool. So you mean I can actually hit the switch and just have them listen to heavy breathing through the whole dive? Or it's up to me, right?
Yes, it's up to you. You can leave it on. I designed a little feature that I'll be putting in the new one for the photographers where they can leave it on and have hands free so that they can continue to take pictures and not have to turn it on and off. So it works good for photography as well as instruction. The great thing about the music is I take new students in the pool, turn the music on, and we start their math skills. They never pay any attention. They go through the skills so easy because they're thinking about listening to music and they're enjoying themselves. And
nice.
Makes it so much.
And then what kind of songs are you playing? Like Under Pressure,
I'm guessing, like, Give Me Some Water by Eddie Money. I mean, are they themed tunes that you're playing underwater or what?
I play a little bit of Jimmy Buffett and then a lot of Southern rock and roll. I mean, I'm from Florida. Rich, I'm a native, and a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I got some T-Rex.
Freebird!
T-Rex, Get It On. That's one of my favorite songs, so... yeah, it's, I did put in some steel drums in there to give you that nautical feel. You
that
know?
Theme. You got to stay with the theme. I'm hip. Well, I got a whole playlist for you that we use on Scuba Radio that you might have to incorporate into you. That is really cool. So is this a hydrophone type of thing, technology, or how much can you tell me without giving away the you know, the secret, so to speak?
Well, it's been, I'm not an electronics genius. I'm a scuba diving instructor, but I knew how to make things waterproof, so what I did was started with a housing, then I started with a speaker manufacturer and found the speaker that I wanted, then I started looking for electronics and put them all inside of a 5-inch tube that's 12 inches tall and slapped it right on the back. It's smaller than a 14 cubic foot pony bottle, so it works out really cool.
Now, so, Alan, are you selling these things already, or are you kind of in that R&D stage still?
I'm still only a couple weeks away in the R&D, but I think right now I'll move right into the production of this.
I think you have your first customer. Tony keeps, like, she's like bubbling over with excitement right now.
I think we need one for all of our Scuba Radio students.
This is true. You know, we do this radio show. Maybe we ought to incorporate some way to have it so you're playing the radio show to all these divers.
I know I could add it to the MP3 player and blast it around on your live, not your live feed, but your recorded ones.
Yeah, the podcast, sure.
Yeah, it could be put right in there every time. So
I love it. You're always going to find something new. All right, more coming up from South Florida. Stay close.
Check it out.
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forcefins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forcefins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forcefins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forcefins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
And welcome
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony with me as well as we get ready for the Rec Racing League's race here in Pompano Beach. Tony, are you psyched? Are you pumped? Are you ready for me to call the race? This could be really fun.
This could be really funny. You're right. Very funny.
No, fun. I mean, like, just it'll be an event in itself.
It will be an event.
Mermaid
no one
Tony
wants to
takes
miss it.
The checkered flag.
Nobody wants to miss this event. It will be very funny.
Okay, it'll be fun for sure. Now, Tony has just met Aria, so who was my dive buddy. How are you doing, Aria?
Very well, and you?
Good. Yeah, she was my dive buddy on the lobster mini season thing.
I'm sorry for her.
We did good, didn't we?
No, we definitely did good. We did good.
Yeah, and she saw how I slayed the lobster as the lobster slayer. What? Right?
Oh, meaning I did good. He was a great spectator.
I was support. I spotted the first lobster.
Yes,
did I
you
not?
Did. You did spot the first lobster.
I spotted
lobster.
The first lobster, and that's really all that we have to say about that.
I have nothing to say to you about this because I don't believe a single word you say. Other than I know you didn't catch anything because you admitted that to me earlier.
No. Let's get it straight. Aria,
skunk.
Back me up. Now, no, skunk is not right. I limited it out, didn't I?
Yes.
All right, don't forget that $20.
Yes.
All right, well, okay, that's fair enough. That's good enough.
You actually caught and brought home one lobster?
No, I gave it to Aria as a gift. It was my give. I was giving back, right, Aria?
He was very generous.
Yes, great guy.
That's what I do. I'm a very giving person, Tony. Haven't you figured that out yet?
I don't even think you caught the one, but that's okay. That's all right. You paid someone to lie for you? That's fine.
No, I paid two people to lie for me,
okay.
Jeff and Aria.
So you probably had to pay Jeff, you had to pay Aria, and you probably had to pay her to be your dive buddy. So on top of
that one I did for free. That was my gift.
I was a good dive buddy, wasn't
yes, you
I?
Were.
Okay, there you go. See, she's a trooper. And okay, your check is in the mail. All right, so we'll go on with that. Aria, thank you so much. We appreciate
you're welcome.
It. It was
you're
a good
welcome.
Time. It's always fun to go diving, whether you catch lobster or not. It's about the thrill of the hunt, Tony. How many times have I told you this?
You got to have something to cook.
Something to cook? Well, we did, but I gave it to Aria, and she cooked it.
Where's my lobster?
How was that lobster, by the way, Aria?
It was very good.
Casey, what did you do, the beer marinade that we were talking about, or no?
No, I don't waste my beer.
No, your beer?
No,
just throw them in the boiling pot, let them go.
Right on the grill with some butter.
Oh, grill. Grill them.
Yeah, you don't waste lobster either. You just throw it on the grill, natural, with butter. That's it.
That's
no
it.
Wasting beer,
simple.
No wasting seafood.
Right, well, you know, we learned about this beer marinade.
I don't care.
You don't like it?
No,
I want
lobster. Rare lobster.
Yeah, just fresh. Throw it in the pot. You're good to go.
And I had to work
well,
for
grill
two
or grill or boil? What are you preferring?
Preferably grilled, broiled, and then boiled. So there's an hierarchy there. But I had to work for 2 days, and where's my lobster?
Well, you had some, didn't you? I thought I heard you cleaned up.
I did. I had a wonderful lobster bisque because we got 11 lobsters.
What, we or you or someone else you knew? You didn't catch no lobster.
I ate 11 lobsters.
You ate 11 lobsters. See, you know, we're kind of the same in that way. She didn't catch any either. You're
no one likes to show off.
Right, exactly. These mermaids, they talk a lot of smack. You hear what I'm saying there, Aria?
I hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, well, let's get with Captain Cocktail and wrap up things here for the Rec Racing League. Jeff, this is going to be an amazing event. We're going to hear more about it next week. I'm really fired up. We got our underwater comm system ready to go. We've got our lobster. Our bellies are full with fresh.
I got to listen to you on land and underwater now. Oh,
you are one lucky SOB. My God, people would pay for that, wouldn't they?
No.
Okay.
No. They're going to start wanting their money back.
Yeah.
Does it cost money to participate in this race or no?
Yes, it does.
It does. What is the entry fee?
The registration fee is $45.
All right.
And then you just pay for your boat trip out.
All right. Well, I just hooked them up with a free scuba radio hat, so that's like that's like priceless right there, isn't it?
Exactly. Priceless.
It's very nice for sure. What, Tony? What are you looking at me like that for?
You ran out of hats early. Everyone didn't even get one.
Well, yeah, the people who counted, who came to the press conference, got a scuba radio hat.
It was a hot commodity.
It was. What do you think?
Let me introduce the woman behind the whole thing that makes it all happen.
This is true.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry Jeff's better half is really the one who is the brains behind this operation. Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? He couldn't do it without me.
No, there's no way he could do it.
We have a sign above the check-in window that says, do you want to talk to the man in charge or the woman that knows what's going on?
Good point. Good point. Sherry, how do you keep this guy in line? Seriously.
It's not easy, but I have my ways.
You have your ways.
She keeps me away from you.
Yeah. Well, is that it?
I'm not allowed to play with you anymore.
Yes, most people aren't, actually. Yeah, you got to get a pass. But, Sherry, I know you get to keep this guy in line to manage this event, to work with South Florida Diving Headquarters. I know you're the person. You're the brains behind this operation, are you?
Well, so they say.
So they say.
Jeff works really hard at it.
He works really hard at it, but then you clean up the pieces. You clean up the mess, right? Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. There's always a master behind the madness.
That's it. Well, she's put up with me this long, you know. What the heck?
Yeah,
I'd
really.
Keep her around a little longer, right?
Exactly. Well, there you go. There you go, for sure. Well, you know, the Rec Racing League thing of this event in Pompano Beach, it's a great activity. All divers should take advantage of this. It's all about having fun, and this is just one more element to diving that you can throw into your cap and really just kick it up a notch. This is so much fun to do scooters by themselves, but when you're actually racing and turning it into a sport, that's the one thing I always get about diving. It's like, oh, it's not a competition, it's an exhibition, but now they're racing. It's actually a real sport, like golf, like basketball, like something else. And this is something you can sink your teeth into and enjoy, right, Jeff?
Yeah, let me see one of them big football players come down here and race around this track.
Exactly. They wouldn't have a chance. I don't know. I got to call the race, but I'll tell you, if I was racing, I would probably I'd take the checkered flag, wouldn't I, Tony?
No.
He'd take the checkered flag when he ran off the course and hit the flag lady and it got caught in the prop, maybe.
All right, well, that'll do it for this week. You'll hear all about the results of the race next week. Till then, remember, it's always better where, Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.